This is State House Week, a look at events in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio. The state legislature seems poised to order the removal of the Confederate flag from the State House grounds, possibly as soon as next week. The House and Senate have cleared the way to take up the matter when they reconvene on Monday. Debate over the flag has intensified since 9 African Americans were murdered by a white gunman in their Charleston church on June 17th. Support for removal appears to be strong in both the House and Senate. A 2/3 vote by each body is needed to pass such a removal bill and then send it on to the governor, who has called for the flag's removal. The Charleston Post-Courier is keeping an online running tally on how each legislator plans to vote on the question. Glenn Smith is the paper's projects editor, and he says their canvass shows the 2/3 vote threshold to remove the flag has been surpassed.
I think sometimes in Columbia and in other places, things get hashed out behind closed doors. You don't really get to see where your particular representative stands on any particular issue before a compromise might be reached. This way, far ahead of the vote, before they actually take a vote, you get to know where they stand and why.
Smith says only a small percentage of lawmakers have refused to respond. Action next week could come quickly. Last week, the Senate unanimously voted to forego its normal process of sending new bills to committee and instead placed a bill that would remove the flag and place it in the State Confederate Relic Room Museum on the desk for immediate action. So the Senate could conceivably pass a bill by midweek. The House could opt for a similar procedure. Of course, there can always be unanticipated obstacles during any debate. Beaufort Senator Tom Davis, a Republican who supports removal, says his general sense is the bill will pass in the Senate.
But I do know that the Senate, in this tradition, will allow everybody to be heard. The debate will be lively, hopefully civil. And at the end of the day, I do know there will be a vote on this, because one way or the other, we're going to bring closure to it.
Beaufort Senator Tom Davis. Lawmakers will also be taking up this week some 87 line item vetoes Governor Haley made in the new $7 billion state budget package. The governor's vetoes total some $30 million. Haley thanked legislators for spending an additional $215 million for needed road and bridge repair, and for directly funding some college and university projects, as opposed to borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars for them as the House and Senate originally intended.
They proved exactly what we said, which is you can pay for this with the money we already have if you prioritize. They did, and if you look at higher ed's sitting pretty right now. I mean, they got a lot of money. There is no excuse whatsoever to be borrowing money for projects that they can currently pay for in a given budget year.
And Haley served notice to lawmakers that her position of opposing borrowing for capital projects will be the same in next year's session. Many of the governor's vetoes were for what she termed earmarks or old-fashioned pork projects.
We don't need to be paying for the Kiwanis Club of Fountain Inn. We don't need to be paying for the Inman City Market. We don't need to be paying for the Spartanburg City Park. We don't need to be paying for the Newberry Opera House. I love it, but those aren't things that state dollars go to.
Also vetoed, $2 million to pay for next year's Democratic and Republican presidential primaries. The House will get first crack at overriding Haley's vetoes. Both the House and Senate must vote with a 2/3 vote to override. State House Week, a production of ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.